This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's government called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to counter the Kremlin's nuclear blackmail, as they call it, after Russian President Vladimir Putin revealed plans to station tactical atomic weapons in Belarus. As VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, it's one of Ukraine's diplomatic moves to put pressure on Russia to end the war.
Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told his people that Russian war criminals will be held accountable. It is expected that the Ukrainian leader will virtually join U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken for a panel discussion titled A Just and Lasting Peace in Ukraine during the second Summit for Democracy that is set to begin March 28 in Washington. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, a new campaign is underway this spring across Russia that seeks volunteers to replenish its troops for the war in Ukraine. Advertisements promise cash bonuses and other benefits. Recruiters make cold calls to eligible men. Enlistment offices are working with universities and social service agencies to lure students and the unemployed. North Korea has test-fired missiles as tensions rise. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward waters off its eastern coast, adding to a recent flurry in weapons tests. The launches early Monday precede the deployment by the United States of an aircraft carrier strike group to neighboring waters to step up military exercises with South Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the Norse missiles flew cross-country after being fired from a western inland area south of Pyongyang. The launches were the Norse seventh missile event this month. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is